This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. And joining me once again in the studio is our very own senior producer, Patty Hirsch, here to discuss your correspondence.
Indeed. Lots of correspondence.
That's a big word.
Well, you know,
letters.
It's a big word for a lot of letters.
And we also have our good friend Jill Schlesinger of CBSMoneyWatch.com with us. Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be with you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what do you have for us first, Patty?
Well, we're focusing on security in this show, of course.
Indeed.
So I wanted to talk about the most basic building block financial security, the emergency fund.
Oh, I'm so glad that we're talking about this because we never address this on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. We talk about it a lot. But it is important, especially when you think about what's happening across there in Europe. Everyone's panicking a little bit. Well, not
Indeed.
Everybody, but a lot of people are panicking a little bit. A lot of people are thinking, how can I secure myself?
Yes.
And I think one of the most basic parts of that security plan has got to be the emergency fund, right? Am I right, Jill?
Absolutely. I always say there's nothing sweeter than a cash cushion when the world is in disarray. I mean, really, what's better than that? You will sleep much better. It's like a nice pillow. You rest your head on that cash pillow. It's gorgeous. And, you know, we used to say in the old world of financial planning, when I first got into the business, 3 to 6 months of your living expenses should
right.
be in an emergency mm-hmm. reserve fund. You know, interesting that I had always, you know, I'm a wimp. I'm a self-proclaimed wimp. So I always had said, nah, let's do 6 to 12 months. It looks like the world has caught up with me because, you know,
yeah.
it takes about 40 weeks to find a new job if you lose a job right now. So you might as well try to keep that 1 year if possible. I know it's really hard. But
well, you know, the world of bloggers and commentators and personal finance people might have caught up with you, but the American public hasn't, I don't think. I mean, most people don't even have close to that amount in an emergency fund.
Yeah. And, you know, I think part of that has to do with exactly what happened in the recession, which is, you know, whatever you had in your savings, a lot of people drained it in the recession. Either
right.
maybe they were working fewer hours or they did lose their jobs or something bad happened. And so, you know, you see the proof is in the pudding. If you do have a larger emergency reserve fund, even before you do a lot of other kinds of saving, it can prevent you from doing some really, really stupid things. So hopefully we've drilled it into you. You know, there's nothing like a bad experience to make you want to change your habits, right?
Well, then let's start with kind of defining what this is. I mean, we keep calling it an emergency fund, and we have people who write in and say, look, how is that different from my savings account? What is this supposed to do?
Well, what it's supposed to do is it's
nothing.
It's supposed to do nothing.
There?
It is supposed to do nothing. And I want to just make that point because a lot of people will say, well, I have this 6 or 8 or 9 months in my savings account, but it's getting bupkis in interest. So I want to
mm-hmm.
move it and put it in the stock market. No, you've defeated the purpose. The emergency reserve is a boring, safe place where you can access your funds if, God forbid, something changes in your life. It's a place where you are going to be really boring and it's going to be in some sort of safe banking product.
Define exactly what that place is, because I think a lot of people don't understand that.
So I think there's a savings account, which is, you know, I get it, horrible interest.
Yep.
There's a horrible checking account interest. You could have it in a short-term CD. You know, a lot of people will have 3 months in a, you know, a 3-month CD for a chunk of their money.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who also use money market funds. The only downside in the money market fund world is that if the Europe spins out of control, there is some fear that money markets wouldn't be quite as safe as mm-hmm. savings checking. And by the way, they're not paying that much more money. Mm-hmm. So you might be
well,
better
and
off.
Well, and didn't we see that in fall of 08
Absolutely.
Where they broke the buck, which
right.
was what they were never, ever supposed to do.
Right.
So.
And that was the reserve primary money fund. And you know, do we expect that exact thing to play out? No. But if you really want to be safe, you can kind of put it in these boring places. Now, there is a great website that people should check out. It's called depositaccounts.com.
Okay, and we'll put a link to that on our website.
They do a great service of sort of saying, here's the best of the rotten rates. That's really what they're doing. They say, you know, checking, saving, CDs, here is the entire sort of possibilities nationally. You want to be at an FDIC-insured institution. That's your
that's
big
key.
Thing.
All right, so I want to just get back to this point about the amount of money that these accounts make. Peter Butch of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, wrote in. He's got a 6-month fund, but he's really ticked about the yield that he's getting. Is there any way that you can sort of make more than 1% and still keep your fund liquid?
First of all, if he's making 1%, bully for him. That's
yeah,
great.
Right.
That's a great number.
Yeah.
Right.
No. And you know what? Look, in your whole financial life, whether you make a half of a percent or 0.75% on this amount of your money will not make a difference. I want everyone to sort of get off of this hyper focus on this piece, because
yes.
what I often find is, you know, people are so freaked out about, oh, this is what I'm getting in my checking or savings account. And then you ask one more question and you say, well, wait a minute, you mean you're not contributing to your retirement account? So, you know, there are a lot of other ways to add value to your financial life, to take control of your financial life. This is one of those where you are permitted to be boring.
Right. Our caller today is Mark Roback from Bristol, Connecticut. He also has a query about his emergency fund. Mark, do we have you there?
Yes, you do.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy listening every week.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm married, no children. I live in Bristol, Connecticut, and I work as an engineer at a large aerospace company.
And what kind of savings do you have?
Everything or just the emergency fund?
Well, let's start with the emergency fund. Do you have one?
I do. It's about 5 months' living expenses.
Good for you.
Getting there.
Well done.
Yeah. And then we've done pretty well on retirement accounts. Between my wife and myself, we've got about $700,000.
Nice.
Excellent.
Okay. The applause is going off
yes.
here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Notice he got my attention on that one. I perked right up. Mark, this is Jill. How old are you?
I'm 47.
So what's what are you thinking about? You're thinking about emergency funds. You're thinking about distribution of assets. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, my question was, I have this emergency fund and it's been sitting there for, you know, years now, and it's in a money market and the yields are just horrible. And then on top of that, it gets taxed. And I'm looking at, God, could I even do better by putting that money into, you know, my wife or my Roth IRA, which I've already got enough in there that if I had an emergency, I could pull that out without a penalty.
Here's like one of those moments where I think, my God, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. You are not
yes.
even 50. You got 700 grand saved, and you're worrying about this 5 months of living expenses? Come on, we got to be able to figure out other ways that you can make or save money in your lives. No matter what, the emergency reserve, no matter what wrapper you put around it, a Roth, an IRA, a non-qualified, non-retirement account, it still has to be in the boring stuff, because the risk is, at the moment you need that money, if it is invested and the market moves against you, you are facing steep losses. And we never want to be in that position where you have to liquidate something at the wrong time. And that's the whole, that's sort of the gestalt behind why you have an emergency fund. But you are in great shape. I don't want you to freak out about this. It's like, you're fantastic. 700 grand. You agree, Tess?
Absolutely.
Right, so we're giving Mark a silver star here. He's,
oh, my God. I think he's getting a gold star.
Getting close to a gold.
I appreciate that. That wasn't the reason I called, and you gave me some good advice.
call us back when you get
it's
to a
bonus.
Million. We'll give you Patty will come and record the message on your message machine.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Love being with you guys.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Tess.